VOA News. Zimbabwe opposition politician Tendai Biti has been denied asylum in Zambia after authorities in Zimbabwe briefly detained him as he tried to cross the border. Human Rights Watch reported the news in a tweet on Wednesday. It said Zambia is expected to send Biti and five others back to Zimbabwe. Biti was quoted as saying, "It looks like they have made a decision to hand us back to the junta. We are truly in God's hands." Zimbabwe's main opposition party is hopeful it will win its challenge of the recent results from the presidential election, despite its claims that state security officials are targeting its members. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare.
Despite what the opposition calls an operation targeting its members, it was still hopeful to be declared the winner of the election. The Movement for Democratic Change Alliance is challenging the victory officially given to the incumbent president Emmerson Mnangagwa by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission in the July 30th general election. MDC Alliance candidate Nelson Chamisa said he won 56% of the vote and not the 44% the Electoral Commission gave him. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.
World Health Organization and Congolese medical workers began vaccinating other health workers against the deadly Ebola virus on Wednesday. The health ministry says 43 people are believed to have been infected in North Kivu and Ituri provinces. 36 of them have died. The United States is preparing for retaliatory cyber attacks from Iran as a result of sanctions going back into effect against the country this week. Cybersecurity and intelligence experts have been watching the situation since May, when President Trump pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal. This is VOA News. Turkey's energy minister on Wednesday said his country will continue to buy natural gas from Iran. Turkey has a long-term supply contract for the natural gas. The announcement followed by one day a tweet from President Trump that said anyone trading with Iran will not do business with America. More than 250,000 people in Yemen have now been immunized against cholera, but the three-day oral cholera vaccine held by the World Health Organization and the UN Children's Fund between August 4th and 6th has fallen short of its mark by half. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization warns Yemen may be on the brink of another cholera epidemic, which could be even worse than last year's. This is because widespread malnutrition in this war-torn country has lessened people's ability to fight off disease. Since the beginning of July, the WHO reports a significant increase of 115 lab-confirmed cases of cholera. Though the vaccination campaign has officially ended, health workers are continuing to canvass the three districts to dispense the life-saving oral vaccine to the population. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Saudi Arabia says it has executed and crucified a man from Myanmar, convicted of killing a woman and carrying out other crimes. Associated Press correspondent Zariah Shackley reports.
The state-run Saudi press agency reported on the execution, saying it was carried out in the Muslim holy city of Mecca. It said Elias Abdul Kalam Jamaleddin entered a Myanmar woman's home, firing a gun and then stabbed her to death. He was convicted of robbing her home and another home, attempted rape and stealing firearms and ammunition. The report said his conviction was upheld by the courts and his execution was endorsed by King Salman. Saudi Arabia is one of the world's top executioners through crucifixions, in which the condemned is usually beheaded and then the body put on display. I'm Zariah Shackley.
Federal prosecutors filed inside trading charges Wednesday against Republican Congressman Chris Collins, who was arrested and appeared Wednesday in federal court in Manhattan. The New York lawmaker was one of the first members of Congress to support then-candidate Donald Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign. Prosecutors allege that Collins leaked inside information to his son and his son's father-in-law about the failure of a drug produced by a biotech company that prompted the company's stock to plummet. Collins was had invested in that biotech company. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.